Hello and welcome to Matt's Truck and Grep podcast. Matt Ireland hosting once again. I'm rejoined by my old mate Jim Barker and another special guest we'll introduce in a minute. So Jim, how the devil are you? All right?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, all parked up. All nice. Trailers behind a lock gate over there. I'm parked in a secure compound in the wonderful town of Keighley.
Keighley, here, bugger. Up north.
Yeah, proper job. Yeah, nice, lovely people up there. Let me park me. I've got a few bits and all bobs and all that needs to be parked up safe. And they said, no problem, driver. We put it behind the gate, which is just handsome, isn't it, when you get a customer like that. It's fantastic. So, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
All good, mate. All good. Matt, can I do something for you? Sorry, mate. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, have you got an early start?
No, not really, mate. They start about 7 o'clock. I've got to put about 8. I think I've already got 3 or 4 on now. 18 on, zip it up, take it back to welding, mate. Yeah,
that'll do, mate. Yeah, lovely job. So, sorry, what were you going to say?
I would like to take this opportunity to promote a truck show, if I may.
Of course, go ahead.
It's a new one. I'm going to try and get to this one as well because my mate Brad the Jam Man, you might have seen him on the TikToks and all the social, has organised with his friend called Chris, a fantastic truck show down at Mersey Island.
Yeah.
I'll put a link to all this in the description. It's called the Gatehouse Truck Show and it's in aid of the Rainbow Trust. I think the Rainbow Trust look after parents and families with terminally ill children and stuff like that. I think they do. It's made my hair stand up at the back of my head, you know, thinking about my own children. I think it's £30 of the truck. You can bring anything as well. You can bring bring your moped, Matt. You can bring anything you like. He's trying to make this an annual thing. If you don't know Brad, follow him on TikTok. It's at Brad. Bread the Jam, and you'll find him. He's a fantastic character, a thespian. He does a bit of work in the older theatres over Christmas and all that. He's a really smashing bloke.
Yeah.
And he drives a smart truck as well. You've probably seen it on the road. So that's on the July the 4th and 5th at East Mersey. The postcode I'll add into the show notes. £30 a truck. I think it's a tenner on your foot. Under 14s go free. And I think he's got a lot. He's doing a lot of stuff down there, mate. So, yeah, it's going to be excellent. A good do. And I said I'd give him a plug. So.
Excellent. Nice one.
I'll leave a flyer in the show notes. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, I mean, obviously open to cars, trucks, bikes, the whole kit and caboodle.
Absolutely. The whole kit and caboodle, mate. Yeah.
Oh, that should be a nice little day out then, really.
Definitely.
Yeah, lovely job. Right. Our second guest for tonight is new to the Matt's Truck and Grep podcast, but a previous guest on the previous channel as our old mate, Alex Broadley. Alex, how are you, Matt? All right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Matt? All right?
Yeah, not bad. A bit tired, but, you know, but I'm all right. I'm powering on through for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You're such a hero.
I know, mate, I know. So you're in between jobs at the moment, aren't you, currently?
Yeah, I was working for Mark Lee, which I did enjoy it there, you know what I mean? And it was all right. Yeah, it was a good job. I liked it. Been offered something different, so I'm going to give that a go. I want to keep it under me at the moment where I'm going and stuff, you know what I mean?
Which is
mainly because of, I think, tonight's subject. Do you know what I mean?
And
maybe I'll explain that a bit later on as we get on, like, you know, but I just want to keep it under the act. So I've been there three or four weeks, 5 weeks, and then, you know, everything will be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've just mentioned it, would you like to introduce the topics for tonight then?
Yeah, as far as I'm led to believe, the topics tonight is going to be mental health and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is, luckily, it's getting more and more recognised and talked about, but we still have got a long way to go, haven't we? We still have an awful lot of people who bottle stuff up, who won't talk, who suffer in silence. And we just need to try and reduce the stigma of it all and just make people realise that, to quote, I think it's a charity, isn't it? It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've suffered with this for decades, mate. You know, 53 now. And to be honest, I can remember going back to my childhood that I had these mental health problems, like, you know, and anxiety, depression, very bad anxiety. New starts, anything like, are we ready to start or are we going to include Jim in this? Otherwise, I'll just...
No, I'm listening, buddy. Yeah, no, you're fine, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, you carry on.
All right, because otherwise I'll be off and away and that's it. I won't be...
You'll carry on, old son.
You're all right.
Yeah, no, I remember...
Make a change.
First going to school and stuff like that. And my mum had to take me to school, do you know? First few weeks, I'd be crying and screaming. I wouldn't let go of her leg or her skirt. And teachers had to drag me in and just really bad anxiety, you know? Once I get in there, I'm fine, you know what I mean? But it's just the thought of it, you know what I mean? Like, really stressed out and wound up. you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing is,
And
as well,
I've had.
because you're slightly older than me, you would have been of the generation of pull yourself together, pull your socks up. It wasn't
Man up,
really
yeah.
recognised, was it? Yeah, man up.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was born in 70, 72, I was born, you know what I mean? And it's, and I've had that all the way through my life, you know what I mean? When, and now I've recognized it, right? And I've had help through it. I can deal with it. You know what I mean? I know it's coming, right? I get anxious about getting anxious. My girlfriend, right? My fiance, Paula, she says I get anxious going for a shit. You know what I mean? She does. She said you get anxious for anything. You know what I mean? Which I do. Do you know? And it does hold me back a bit, but it's something I do deal with. I know I'm going to get it, and I work with it. You know?
Yeah, that's
It,
fair
does it
enough.
does it consume you, Alex?
Oh yeah, mate.
Because
Yeah, honestly, it does. Yeah.
there's certain things like, I mean, I can live. I mean, obviously we're the same age, born in 72. I can relate to, you know, a few things like that, but my worries is kind of different. I have great childhood memories, and you know, I don't think I was an anxious kid. I was always popular, but you know, this, that, and the other. My anxiety come on, you know, probably in the mid sort of early 1999, 2000, when I started doing European work. I found it hard to function being away from home a lot more. You know, exactly, loneliness and all, you know, it's just things got on top of me, and then. Addictions as well, whether that would be, you know, through drink, smoking, I will probably get around to gambling as well. Really, mate, close to the edge, you know, and then, you know, that physical feeling of waiting to go and play a bandit on a boat and make sure that no one else go, and then if someone else plays it after me, I'm looking and going, he's just won all my money. It just my hairs have gone up, man.
Yeah, no, I've never
I
had that.
got. I got a lot of help from that. I went to the. I mean, I did lose. I lost. Well, I lost my marriage. My girls now live with their mum in Dorset. I lost all the money from the house. I lost a lot of friends through it. Then I started drinking, and then I might have been a bit Herbert on the other sort of stuff, just trying to block it all out. Man, it's dreadful.
Yeah, just a downward
But yeah,
spiral, really, isn't it? it is right. I mean, I went through the 90s of all the rave scene of just getting smashed out of my head Thursday to Sunday night. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
that was fine, but well, maybe not fine, but that was what I did then. But then, you know, like after that all ended, I went down to Southampton, worked down there, came back up again, came back up to Leeds, and it was just the anxiety started again, and I got married, and I had quite a few nervous breakdowns, you know, for various reasons and stuff, you know, just weren't gambling, nothing like that. I've never been a gambler, never smoked, stuff like that. But
I bet you
I
have.
don't
Sorry. No, sorry.
know. No. Oh yeah. Yeah, a bit of baccy, like, yeah. But yeah, I never liked that. That always makes me feel sick. Right. But you know, like, yeah, I don't know what caused it really. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing in my life I can pinpoint to say that was it, you know what I mean? But it
No.
was just, but my ex-wife and that, we had those moments, you know, like she didn't like me being away. I like being away, difference of opinions, stuff like that. And that didn't help matters. But it was just, yeah, ended up having about three or four nervous breakdowns. Yeah. Due
Problem, mate.
to not even work when it was stressful. Just don't know what caused it
Yeah.
really.
So did, when you went to these to get help, were you given certain tools and certain things to I might have got certain else other things to think about to make you not think about thinking about it, you know, because that helped for me, you know,
Right, well, I
without the
went.
pharmaceutical stuff.
Yeah, I got to the point where I was suicidal. I was going to take my own life. I was planning it, you know, and that was it. I was determined I was going to do it, right? And I got to a few points that was really close to it. And I was just a shaking, shitting wreck. And my wife, she called the doctors in, and the doctor says, right, we need to get mental health team out to him. Right. And that was me. I was off work quite a while. And I went into a psychiatric care center, a day center, right? It's where you get assessed, and everybody there, apart from me, had attempted to take their own life. I hadn't attempted it, right? I hadn't done it, because the only thing that kept me going at all times was the thought of my daughters. That's what I used to get me through. You know what I mean? When times are tough, and even now times are tough, I will just think of my daughters. Do you know?
Yeah,
So
same as it, mate. Same as that.
yeah. So like, I got this daycare center, and I was there for a couple of weeks. You'll sit and have dinner together, you have lunch together, all that sort of stuff, make food together, do meetings and things. And it was they discharged me because I was one of the only people ever that wanted to go back to work. I wanted to go back to work. I'm a provider. I've always provided for my family. Do you know what I mean? I've always done my best
Yeah.
by them, you know? Well, I think my best by them. I had a counsellor, and this counsellor was amazing. He was brilliant, right? Really, really good. And he did that CBT with me. You know, when you think about things, and it gives you a different way of thinking about stuff. And one of them was like, you see a bloke, see your mate walking down the other side of the road, and you shout at him and wave at him, and he ignores you. So it's like you, Jim. So I'm on one side of the road, you're on the other, coming towards me. I shout, "Hey, Jim, yeah, all right, mate." Give you a little wave and a shout, and you ignore me. And then I think, so, well, what's up with Jim? What have I done to upset him? Why is he not off at me? And you know the way the head starts snowballing and it starts messing with you, and you're thinking, well, what have I done to upset Jim? Why is he falling out with me? I really like Jim, do you know what I mean? And it escalates, your head starts playing games with you. But
I thought we were
really,
back in shipping and services then.
right. But the thing is, Jim, right? You ain't ignoring me, you just ain't seeing me. You've got your own things going on in your own head. Do you
Exactly
know what I
right,
mean? You're just daydreaming away, and you know, like, and that's the thing, you know, like you ain't seen me because you've just got your own stuff going on. But that time I've worked myself into a right state about it, and everything's escalated to control, and it just gives you a little way of thinking about things. Like, you know, everybody else has got their own issues as well, aren't
Is there anything? Sorry, Matt, go on.
I was just going to say, do you find that really useful sort of day to day, Alex, with if you start to get anxious about something, are you able, since having that counselling, to be able to just stop and rethink about what is causing that anxiety?
It taught me some tricks, breathing tricks and stuff like that. But he also taught me your thumb and your finger. You know, I don't know what it's called, your finger next to your thumb, right?
Yeah,
If
index
you,
finger. Index
if you,
finger.
yeah, right, that's it. If you just touch them two together, right, and hold it there and think of a really good thought, you know, a part of your life that was really good,
Yeah.
do you know? So I think of like my
Scan
kids
your
tomorrow.
V8. Scan your V8.
I don't know, I miss my V8. But I think of like me and Paula on holiday, right? And I can do that now. As soon as I touch my two fingers together,
Right,
that
mate,
thought process is in my head, right? You can train yourself to do it. Anybody can do this, and you can do it anywhere. You can do it in a lift. You can do it in the truck. You could do it in an interview. You could just touch your two fingers together, and automatically that thought will come into your head, and it really relaxes you. It helps you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So.
that's
Yeah,
good.
that's what I
It's
do
in
quite a lot. I've
it.
also got a fidget ring as well. You buy them on the internet now, these little rings that twist and turn and stuff like that, you know, so you can just have a little fidget with that, you know, just to try and up your mind a bit. But I think that's more of my ADHD thing as well.
Yeah, fair enough.
It does, I mean, it does focus, that CBT, is it cognitive behaviour therapy?
Yeah,
It
that's it.
concentrates
Yeah,
your thoughts
it's
on
brilliant.
something else, doesn't it? It is really
Yeah.
good, yeah. I mean, yeah. That can even go for some relationships as well, isn't it? Where your mind can run wild about, you know, your partners or your even your siblings, your daughters, you're worried, constantly worried. I mean, the 360 thing that I've got on my phone that most parents have probably got if they've got kids. And my daughter's just started to drive, and she's doing 63 mile an hour on an A road. And I'm going, oh my God, Aaron, slow down. You know what I mean? It's out of my control. So I
Yeah,
try
it
and
is
think,
out of your
okay,
control.
I did that, and I do like your suggestion about thinking about something else, mate. Because I think I still suffer from it really bad. I mean, people close to me, I can literally be quite bipolar, especially on the CB app. You know, people got, you know, what, you know, I can be the most, well, I don't want to throw sunshine up my own arse. I could be one of the most funniest blokes in the room, and also be one of the darkest and not. And
Yeah, but don't
trying,
you think, right, Jim, you can hide it. You can hide it
yeah.
really well, can't you? I can hide it really well, put a smile on my face, but inside I'm churning up,
I'm
like, you know.
dying, mate. And them curtains come around the lorry. I'm just going, oh, what a day, you know. It's just, but I know we're talking about our own individual problems,
Yeah,
but
everybody has
it's
this. They all have it,
they
don't they?
really
Everybody
do.
has it.
And I'm hoping that people listening can relate to a couple of them. There might be a couple of old school people. Oh, what are they talking about? And young fellas might be listening to thinking, oh, crikey, I'm not on my own. I'm not doing it. And
No, you're not on
there
your own.
obviously no. There are so many charities out there now as well that can help out, aren't there?
Yeah, there is.
Free
Yeah,
phones, internet forums, all sorts of stuff to help out.
well, we started driving though. You didn't have internet forums. You didn't have anybody to talk to. I mean,
No.
I've just bought a 32-inch smart TV for the truck, right? I don't know how I'm going to fill it in, but it's going in,
Do
right? But I
you
remember,
want
no, I'm all right. But do you know what, mate? I can remember the little 5-inch black and white things, you know,
Yeah,
that you
mate,
used to try and tune in and hold in the aerial to get a better signal.
But not that big, but they're huge things, like they're really long.
These little things in that, you know, these little things. Now we've got 32-inch TV, we've got phones and social media. We didn't have any of that, did we, when we started?
No,
You
that's it.
know.
And also, you know, 30 years ago, whatever, CB, the old school CB, was still rife and common, wasn't it? So you could often find someone to have a chat with. And again, you go into a cafe, and because nobody had a mobile phone, you'd go and sit at a table and actually talk to somebody. And I get why people go to a cafe now and get the phone out, because if you've been driving, you can't look at your phone. So you've got stuff to catch up on and so on and so forth. And this is your doubt. And we all know what pressures drivers are under with time and stuff like that. So if you've got the chance to go to a cafe, you're quite lucky anyway. So I do get that. And I get that it's also, again, like if you're anxious, do you particularly want to just go and start talking to a random stranger? You know?
I think
No,
that
no,
helps.
see
For me, that
it.
helps me. Absolutely. I'm not being funny. I've been at Aldi, and I don't know what to say. I don't want to open my can too much. And part of what's helping me at the minute, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this like stoic, be a stoic man, because at the moment I feel quite juvenile when it comes to other men. I look at other men and think, I'm 30 years older than you, but you look more of a man than me, right? It's weird. Weird as shit, mate. So I actually went and I give myself a task today, because I mean I could talk to anybody. I said I want to speak to three women and one bloke in Aldi. Done it in 5 minutes. One girl was
Did
almost
ya?
following me around because she liked the way I talked. Said, say Walter, you know what I mean? It was that.
That's it,
I done
yeah.
it. Like, I've
Fast.
come away. She went, bye, love, take care and all that. You know, like young mum with a baby. I'd no, you know, there wasn't any kind of ulterior motive for me. I just forced myself to talk to somebody else that didn't know me.
See, because I've got ADHD as well, right? Which is half the bloody country's got it now, haven't they? But like it makes me do random stupid things. Like the other day, I was in the Asda garage and Status Quo came on, rocking all over the world. Well, that's it, me. I've got the guitar out by the fruit and veg.
Oh, he's got his thumbs in his buckles, isn't he? He's giving it
Right. I had the guitar out and
the
singing outside the fruit and veg. But yeah, by the fruit and veg, right?
Oh,
Next thing
mate.
you know, my tongue's in, so I've gone round. She started. She's up and singing with her air guitar. Somebody else came in. Before you know it, this beer was there and
Oh,
fruit and veg, rocking along, just rocking all over
I
the
tell
world.
you, mate, and everyone's gone home with a memory, ain't they?
Yeah, well, you've got a
Do you
smile on
think that?
people's face, doesn't it?
Do you think it's nice to go home that someone else has talked to you about you in a lovely way?
I
Yeah, it
suppose
is, isn't
another thing
it?
he says, look at that dickhead in Asda. So I'm trying to get some
Yeah.
bloody milk on a Sunday. He can run me out of business and he's doing looking all over the world, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad, God bless him, he had a saying: "It's nice to know you're nice to know," and I try and
That's a
live
good
like that.
saying,
And
See,
it's hard, you know, especially like losing. Don't worry, mate, I'm not going to fold. But you know, losing dad in January and the house stuff and the sisters and the clearance, these last few weeks have been getting really hard on me. I tell you, and without the likes of, you know, Bill Pierce, Squeaky, Matt Ireland, you know, all these people, Ronnie, my mate Gav Woodroffe, your top, all the boys from that CB Talk app. I'm telling you, mate, it's such a great community, and it really helps me and my mental health. No, tuning in the morning, seeing a few boys, where are you going? What are you doing? We have certain sayings. We're a bit of a clique, but without them boys, I don't know where I'd be now for my own mental
Yeah, I
health.
need to
I
get
have
on that app.
improved
I need to get on it.
so much, mate. We are a proper community. We've raised thousands. You know, personally for myself, when I've done my little challenges and that, you know, for people, you know, uncles are dying. It just, mate, it's such a great community, and they're good, good people. Honest drivers doing a hard day's graft, moaning about their planners. Of course they do. You know,
Naturally.
it's natural. It's like a mobile calf,
Exactly.
and you can talk
I
to
need to get on that app.
anybody in the world about all your problems privately. You know, you can go private messaging. Anyway, sorry, I'm wax lyricaling about the old CB Talk app, which is quite middling. But yeah, but another thing I want to talk about, Matt, while we're talking about mental health, did you find that, you know, because all three of us have been on the older, we've been on the jabs, haven't we?
You can say it,
Yeah,
Chip.
yeah.
It doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
are
And
we going to get
Mon
sponsored by by Lilly? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Sponsored by this week's podcast is sponsored by Lilly.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I started my big journey 18 stone 2 in February last year. Got myself down to like 14 stone in, you know, in about 7 months. I never felt and I thought I looked so good in all my life. The comments that people give you. There were a few dodgy moments on the way, obviously, because it does affect your body in the lorry. But yeah,
Oh, no, I've never had that, mate. No, I've never had
seeing you
that.
are.
No.
No eggy breath or the shits. Oh man.
No, I had the shits. No, I feel like I get a block of air in my stomach, right? And I just can't eat anything. And it's just like this block of air. I'm in agony with it, and then I start farting and
Yeah.
burping, and then I'm okay with it. I start to dislodge it a little bit, you know.
Yeah. But I
But
mean,
no, I had the eggy breath or nothing like that. I don't think I have.
because I mean the whole weight loss thing crosses over from mental health to actual well-being as well, doesn't it? Because if you're feeling bad about yourself, that's affecting your health mentally.
Yes,
So
absolutely.
if you really want to lose weight and you're struggling, it is a good way of doing it, isn't it? Let's be honest. I personally did it because, as people probably know, I'm a scuba dive instructor as well. To teach divers in open water in the UK, I have to have a HSE medical, which is pretty rigorous, but they also go by your BMI. I have a problem in that I'm not particularly tall. I'm quite wide, and I don't mean that just with my paunch, but I'm quite stocky. So my BMI, I struggle with an awful lot, and I had to lose a fair bit. I've passed my HSE medical a couple of weeks ago. My BMI was ever so slightly too high to a degree, but he could see that I was healthy with it because since I've lost some weight, and again, I know that I'm very lucky that I don't work a huge amount of hours, don't laugh, so I can physically exercise. I can physically
Didn't do any
exercise.
hours.
I do some. So I'm quite lucky that I can go on a 5 mile dog walk at the end of the day if I wish to. I've really got back into swimming, which I really like. It's not quite as easy to go swimming because my local pool, you have to book a slot. We don't have regular hours as any driver doesn't. So I don't work 9 to 5, so I don't know week in, week out when I'm going to be available. So if I can't do that, I just try and make sure that I go and do some physical exercise, like say walking the dogs or just going for a walk or something to get me out and get a few calories burnt off. So I know that I'm very lucky with that. And it's very difficult for someone like yourself, Jim. So or Alex as well, obviously, because you're both up the road type people. If you,
Yeah, we
if
are,
you,
yeah.
yeah, if you've done a 15-hour day and you've
Oh,
been,
no.
all
Oh,
right.
no, it's not happening.
All right, fair enough. Well, if any other driver out there who does a proper job does say a 15-hour, the last thing you're going to want to do is go for quite a long walk or anything like that. But even if you just get out for 10 minutes, just to
Do you know what, Matt? It's hard, right? And
very,
like
yeah,
Paula
oh, yeah.
says, Paula says this to me, right? She's really good with me as Paula. She's brilliant. But she says to me, she says, why don't you go for a walk? I said, where am I going to bloody walk? I'm parked in the services. I'll go for a walk around a chop pass. I don't bloody think so. Do you know what I mean? And
You break your ankle.
yeah,
Yeah,
that's true.
exactly.
Yeah,
Do you know? I was in,
yeah.
you know, I could
I ain't got my
have.
hiking boots.
You get
Exactly.
come back stinking of piss and need another shower.
Do you know? He parked in Leicester Forest, right? Now, somebody I will mention, right? Ben Mitchell, he got well into this, right? And he was doing miles on a night, and he found some really good tracks. He walked from Leicester Forest into Leicester one night, and
Crikey.
that he found a way around. But I'm not into walking and running. I can't run. Yeah, I'd love to run. I've tried running. I just can't do it.
You have to be determined to actually get out, and that's the thing. Once you get out of that services, and again, there's an app for stuff like that because there's like All Trails and things like that that will show various walks and footpaths and stuff like that. And you just go. I mean, that's why I used to enjoy bulk work because when you're parked on a farm and stuff like that, you're generally out in the countryside, so it's a lot easier to go for a walk, sort of thing. But the problem is obviously with the job, it's very easy to park the services, go and get some fast food. Eat it, do nothing, go to bed, get up, and then repeat all the time.
I won't eat fast food. I won't eat that shit, like, you know. But I tell you what I like doing ferry trailers, that's dock work. That's what I like doing, is because I tell
Very
you,
good. No, sorry, it's just the good old word. Fair, fair,
Luke and
fair.
that do like it, does he?
Yeah, Matt, no, it's Mason. Good old Mason. Don't. I'm sure I'll get a message from him saying it's not a ferry trailer.
It's ferry trailers. I like doing that. That's like a bloody full workout, that. It's time you stripped it all out. You know, you've got your boards out. You know, you've got, like, the old Dalekie trailers used to have 54 boards in. Do you know? Time you stripped them all
That's the
out, put them
ADHD.
down. It's like a full-on aerobics exercise.
That's the ADHD in you. You've counted them boards, haven't you?
I am, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
54.
mate.
Four of them. When you have a trailer, you look at them and you think, how many in each bay? This is ridiculous.
But also, when you've got to count the boards because Dalessi want to know how many are in there when they go back as well,
Of course, right, yeah.
you've got to make sure. It's funny because the old boss, I met the old or the boss of Dalessi, Rene Dalessi, and his
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
and his psychic Jarrett Posma.
Talking of exercising, I did get this from, where do I shop, Matt? Timu.
What's that, a set of jump leads?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'm not into bondage either, but don't, I know that you can't see it, but they do look a bit kinky. But I have been,
Yeah, they do look good,
I mean,
don't
up one, two,
they?
down one, two, the other sock is my normal exercise.
Fair enough.
But I bought this. It's one of these stretchy things. And you stand on it and you give it the old thing, because obviously my Gregory, my neck is horrendous. And I've been doing it for the last week, and I do feel a lot better for it. And I almost broke into sweat the other day. But I did see some other guys that have got full gym kits, haven't they, outside? Dumbbells, wash
And people
station.
laugh at them, don't they? They look at these
No, I
pictures
don't.
of you.
I'm
It's all like that. I
not
think, God, fair play. I want to know.
Yeah.
I saw a bloke hook it all out of a car transporter. Why does he keep hitting that in a car transporter?
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, but
Look,
fair play
putting
to him. Like,
speakers up.
digging all that out and all that. Get
No,
into it, yeah.
that's it. Go, just again, getting motivated to do it. And who, I think the people who laugh are probably just secretly jealous, because just like, well, actually, they're making an effort, and they're going to be healthier than what you are, sort of thing, So
It's like going to the gym, right? Like, I like going to the gym. Big old day, couldn't bothered. But I like going to the gym. But you get like big fat people, right, that are very overweight. They won't go to the gym because they feel very self-conscious, right? Because they think people are going to laugh at them always. But do you know what, mate? When you see people like that in the gym, you actually think to yourself, good for you. You're doing something about it. Yeah, good for you. Get in there, and you're trying to make yourself better. And people want to help you, and they want to encourage you because you're doing something really good for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, it's just the whole mental thought, isn't it? And the stigma that you think that you're going to get, and the anxiety that's just keeping you back. And it's just easier not to go, isn't it? That's the thing.
No,
So,
yeah, but when you do go, people are pleased to see you there, and gym people are the most helpful people in the world. They want to help you. They all want to help each other. Do you need spotting and stuff like that? And if you ever ask somebody, how's this machine work, they're only too happy to tell you. Do you know what I mean? And it's a good environment. And if these people actually went, they would find that they actually enjoyed it. People don't laugh at you in the gym. The only people that laugh at you in the gym are proper dickheads that shouldn't be there in the first place. But 99% of the people in there, I'm actually really pleased to see you in there trying to do something about it, trying to better yourself.
I'm the same. Whenever I see somebody who's quite large out, like, power walk and jog and anything like that, I just always think, fair play to you, because I've been there and I know what it's like. And to actually get out there and do it, especially in like daylight where you can be seen,
Of course.
good on you.
Anybody who's trying to do something and make themselves better, you should be encouraged. Good for you.
There's so
You
much
should
help
laugh at
out there as well,
people.
isn't there? There's so many people
There
doing
is.
stuff, isn't there? Every platform's got somebody lifting a bar up or putting it down again, of all shapes and sizes, creed and colour, haven't they? There's
Yeah,
no,
they
there's
are.
no, you know, the evidence is there that exercise, not necessarily makes you lose weight, but it keeps you in good fettle, doesn't it? It's good. Otherwise, you
Well,
end up.
I was in really bad pain in my feet and my ankles. If I was getting up in the night for a wee, like I do at my age, three times a night, but I find myself staggering about the bedroom, staggering into the bathroom, coming back, and I was getting a lot of pain. I was 21 stone, so I thought, right, I'm going to start going to the gym again, right? And I thought, right, we'll start just to get some exercise, not to build weight, not to tone up or anything like that, but just to get my body moving a bit, right? And when I started losing weight on the Monjaro as well, because I've lost nearly 5.5 stone, I've lost 5.5 stone now, but it's I found that it made me loads better. Do you know what I mean? It helped. I ain't
Amazing.
got the problems in my feet anymore. Do you know what
It's
I mean? It's
amazing,
just
isn't it?
exercise. Yeah, it's a bit of exercise. That's what it's for.
Right,
That was literally why I started going back to the gym, was because of my feet were hurting. And I
yeah.
thought, well, I need to start doing something about this.
Yeah,
It's brilliant, mate.
that's why I like swimming as well, because it's so low impact. It's just
Yeah.
really it's just really good.
But
Matt,
swimming covers
actually,
the
you
whole
but
body, doesn't it?
well, what I don't think that's good for me. They'd call it drowning, wouldn't they? Because of my neck. I can't do any. The only kind of stroke I can do is a backstroke, and then I can't see where I'm going. Plus, I can't go to any air shows. So, but yeah, I do need to get my ass out a bit more. I did actually a few years back.
What about the golf gym? You used to get into golf, wouldn't you?
I still play golf once or twice a month. I like it. Obviously, I've got a trolley now, but yeah, I do. Some days I do struggle when my hips are bad. Obviously, I've got ankylosing spondylitis, and I've got a trapped nerve at C6, neck bulge or whatever. So yeah, there are some problems, but losing the weight completely transformed formula, mobility
Yeah.
anyway. Yeah,
Yeah, but
literally. Yeah,
what
I
I'd
mean,
say to you, Jim, is what I'd say to you is go to the gym. You'd have to do weights. Get on a cross trainer. The cross
get on
trainer
the
will
what?
start
Sorry,
loosening your
cross
upper. The
trainer.
cross trainer. You know, you've got the ankles go each way and your feet go at the same time. Do a bit of time on that. Build up on it. Right, that will get all your joints moving. You ain't got to
Yeah,
put
good
any
idea.
pressure on. You ain't got to put. You start off on level one, two, three. I'm only on four. I've been going a few years now. I'm suddenly on level four. You know what I mean? I just do your little bit. You know, do a bit of walking on the treadmill. You ain't got to do anything else.
It's also a bit of community there as well, isn't it? You know,
Yeah, of
seeing other
course it
people and just
is.
sit. Because I mean, I'm on my own. I'm single, and at the moment, the house is being sold. I don't want to move from the area. I'm actually in the process of buying myself a motorhome,
Oh, yeah, you're going
and
to live off the
so
grid.
live. Well, not really. I'm still being a wagon in a week and park. You know, park it up at a campsite in the Wellington City, dead cheap. Park there,
Yeah.
so I'm going to meet people there.
But yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean,
like I'm saying to you, yeah, it's not something I'd want. I mean, Paul, I mean, obviously, I live in her house. It's her house. Anything happened to us, I'd have to go back to my mum's or sort of something else out, you know. I wouldn't want to go back to my mum's at 53, 54. I'd probably just get a little caravan somewhere myself or something, you know. That so many people have said that to me as well, Alex, about, you know, I've got, you know, I've got my girls live in Dorchester. I could go down
Yeah.
there, you know what I mean? Instead
Yeah.
of going down there in a day and coming back, I'd go the night before, camp out. The girls would love it as well, you know.
Yeah,
You
exactly, yeah.
know, and you know, lucky enough, Dad has left me and my sisters a nice little nest egg,
Yeah, nest egg.
which believe you me, mate, has lifted my thinking, mental health,
It's
because
taken some weight off your shoulders.
I'm going to be debt free for the first time in 30 odd years. I
Yeah,
will be
yeah, yeah.
debt free. I won't earn a cup of coin to anybody, which is massive.
This episode of Matt's Truck and Grape podcast is kindly brought to you by Life Path Therapy. And I'm just here with Claire from Life Path Therapy to have a quick chat about the business. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, you there. I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, not a problem with it. This fits in quite well with the episode when we're dealing with health and mental health. So what is it your company does?
Well, it's Life Path Therapy, and I am a qualified cognitive behavioural therapist, but also I look at the bigger picture as well with mental health. I think that's where, you know, some therapists, they don't necessarily look at your lifestyle, but at Life Path Therapy, I am a bit holistic and looking at the whole package, you know, the environment that you're in, to the things that you watch and listen to. All of that is very connected to everybody's mental health. So part of Life Path Therapy's mission is to look at the bigger picture of life.
Yeah.
That's certainly something that I'm quite passionate about.
Rather than just focusing in on one element, you're looking at the whole lot.
Exactly, because it isn't just one thing that creates our mental health. There's lots of
Oh, definitely
things.
not.
Yeah, there's a million things that affect our mental health, and sometimes these things are overlooked because they're day-to-day stuff, and people can take it for granted how that's chipping away each day at your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I'm trying to come across slightly different because, you know, there's a lot of negativity around therapy as well, and I'd like to try and change that. We shouldn't really see it as therapy, as in, well, we should, but not because you've got a problem or because you're broken. And I think that's the
Yes.
problem. Everyone's attaching therapy to,
Yeah.
oh my God, there's something wrong with me.
That's it. Yeah. There's a stigma to it, isn't there? You know, if you're not having therapy, then you're fine. But that's not the case, is it?
No.
And it's just as we know, and I've said before, especially men, they're terrible about talking about things like this. And it's not even a problem. It's just speaking to somebody, and just even if you get it off your chest, it just really does help just to talk to somebody, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's really underestimated because, again, I think the therapy and mental health world has been so overcomplicated that people forget sometimes it's the simple things in life, you know, just talking. And people will think, oh, I don't want to burden someone with my issues, or I'm always saying something negative, you know, and it stops people opening up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, can people speak to you remotely, or is it a one-to-one basis?
Yeah, absolutely. I can accommodate however people feel comfortable because sometimes it's about making that first step. And for some people, if they're suffering from anxiety, you know, they're going to find it really hard to leave the home and go somewhere. So
Yes.
to sort of help that barrier, I can speak to somebody over text message, FaceTime, even email, however they feel comfortable to start with, just to get the momentum going. And then, hopefully, eventually, the idea would be, I'd love to meet people face to face because there's that human connection element that, again, there's so many mental health portals out there that everybody's reaching out to. But you're not getting human connection there. So yeah, I can be very accommodating. That's kind of part of Life Path Therapy's mission is to make it very accessible to everybody and anybody.
Right, brilliant.
Because I think, sometimes if you're searching up a therapist and the only option is to walk through that door and to go and see them face to face, somebody's going to shut down and just say no to it to start with.
Exactly, because they're anxious about it in the first place.
And touching on what you're saying there with men, men over 40, that's something, because I'm 46 and I'm very much from that generation. So I would like to specialize in people over 40 of that generation opening up, because we're so used to, even when inside we're like, having a really bad day, you're just automatically, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine, when you're
Oh
not.
yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're roughly the same age, and I know exactly what it's like. And the older generation to us are the sort of pull your socks up, there's nothing wrong. And the flip side of that is that people just, when they have got a problem, they will not talk about it because they think that it's something very negative and bad, but it's not. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah, and also it's something that you feel like you should be able to cope with because society has told me for so many years to cope with it and deal with it and just brush your hands off and get up again. But it's not as simple as that.
So how do people get in contact with you? Is it through social media or have you got a
Yeah,
website?
through social media. I'm just finishing off my website. I've got my website address, email address, and Instagram details. But yeah, if you go to Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook and put in Life Path Therapy, I will come up as the search engine there. The logo is like a Buddha, so you'll be able to see it's the correct one for me.
Well, that's great, Claire. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. And we'll perhaps touch base in a few months and see how it's all going.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye.
Ta-da. Also, speaking of health, what have you just given up, Jim, as well?
Right, so
Because we'll say this on the air, so that will it won't put pressure on you to continue, but
You
people
know,
know and support you.
I know, I know. Well, it comes to a stage where I have to give up the cigarettes now. I was smoking far too much. Lucky enough, not being
What's
as
far too
much.
much?
Well, at least 30, 40 a day.
Right, yeah, that's expensive.
It's quite a lot. I mean, yeah, it works out around £800 a month, and
That's mad. That's
it's a
mad.
mortgage. It's a
Mental.
mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was not that long ago. I was at Watford Gap. Old boy comes in young in his 20s. Oh, 20 B&H Gold, please. And she says something like, "Oh, £28.90." I was like,
What?
"What the hell?"
Yeah.
So, but anyway, mine between 15 and £19 a pair you can get them from. But I was in South Wales. I was with one of my mates. He's with his wife, and I said, "Come on, let's go for a fag." She said, "I don't smoke." I went, "You are joking." She smoked like a trooper, right? Absolute trooper. And I said, "How did you do it?" Anyway, I'm getting a little bit of help through my doctor with them, and it's taken a couple of weeks to kick in. But oh my God, I walked through today. The lads are having a fag outside. As I walked through, the smell of the smoke, I thought I was going to throw up. I thought I was going to throw up. And I just I really hope for my mum smoked. She died of heart attack. My dad smoked. He died of something else. But they both give up, and they couldn't stand it. And I'm getting to that stage now. I'm so desperate to stop. If this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably get hit in the therapy, get my fingers cut off. I don't know.
Well, I think I've always thought, because I mean Alex won't get this really because he's not been a smoker. I mean I was a smoker. I gave up for several years. I went back to it, stopped again, and hopefully stopped for good now. Because I think you have to be, again, the mental side of things, you have to want to give up. If you're not that bothered, you won't. But if you're like, I do not want to do this anymore, then I think you'll succeed. Because I gave up March 2013 in Amsterdam. I'd said, right, when I run out of tobacco, that's it. I'm not buying any more. And I gave up. And the very next day, the fitters came out to service the trucks because we were out on a 6 month tour. And my mate Jimmy offered me a fag, and I almost sort of took it. And I was just like, nope. And he looked at me. He's like, what? I said, I gave up yesterday, and if I have one now, I won't, I won't. So thanks, but no thanks. And that was that. And it's,
Well done, mate.
yeah,
The
it's
big thing.
because I wanted to do it. I think that really helps. You have to really, really be determined. That's my personal point of view. And I know everyone has different personality types, don't they? Some people have an addictive personality, and it's a lot harder for people to give up. Whereas it's just that motivation and willpower to do it. And now, certainly now, again, going back to the diving, the last thing I want to be doing is ruining my lungs to make my dives shorter. I want more time. I want more time underwater. I don't want less time. So why on earth would I go back to it?
I agree, Matt. Yeah, I mean, I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing it completely. I'm not. You can see me on the video here, but I am vaping. But it's got zero nicotine in it. It's just something to hold in my hand for a minute. And
Habit. Habit.
I hope to kick this as well, because I really do. I'm desperate to it, because it's one, as a single bloke maybe looking for a partner, it's not very attractive. It stains everything, doesn't it? I can go on. It stinks and blah blah blah. But yeah, my two girls absolutely detest it. Oh, you stink, Dad. You know, and
I understand
I
it,
wouldn't
like,
give them. I wouldn't give them a cigarette. Like, you know, you wouldn't. You know, here, here's a cigarette. I wouldn't give an animal a cigarette or alcohol. You know, but
but it
it's
also comes,
addictive, mate.
and it comes down to the boredom from behind the wheel sometimes as well, doesn't it? It's just something to do for a few, especially like, because I used to do obviously a lot of nights. It's something to do to pass the time, and
Yeah,
it's just so
either that
easy.
or eating sweets, or eating sweets, isn't it? But yeah, I'm with you, Matt.
But if you smoke, that suppresses your appetite. So you
Plus, it is illegal in the drive in a truck as well, isn't it? So
absolutely.
obviously, these cigarettes that I smoked is when I was stopped at an unloading place, or you know, maybe you'd have two or three on the go.
Well, of course,
You know, vehicles are now being fitted at our place, I think, with driver control or driver facing cameras. You know, they see you smoking and drinking or doing something you shouldn't. You're down the road, didn't you? You know,
So I take it, I mean,
50,000.
vaping would come under that as well, I presume, because,
I'm
or
not sure. I think you might be able to plead your case. I don't know.
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that bit, but I think they'd rather me do this than if I was to smoke in a cab, which obviously I haven't.
Yeah, I mean,
I think, Jim, there's that many people vaping now, innit? It's everywhere vaping, innit? I don't think they're going to be that bothered about vaping. What do you think?
it may be a company policy that I might have not read or something. You know, yeah, I don't want to set myself up, get myself into trouble. You know, that's the trouble. I mean, you can see me sat here tonight. I'm sat in the driver's seat, but the door is literally wide open. But
But if it's helping you with the cigarettes, and it's
Yeah,
got no
I think
nicotine,
so. Yeah.
and again, it's like you say, it's because again, it's as I don't know what vaping costs. It can't be as bad as cigarettes, surely.
No.
But still, another
Yeah,
cost, isn't it?
the device for 20 quid, you get different cores and you get different juices and stuff like that with different
Are
flavors.
they
You know,
nice
so
though, Jim? Are they nice?
this one here is called Cuban Cream, which is like a cigar with a bit of vanilla.
Even when I was a smoker, I hated cigars.
This one here is called Lemon Tart.
Oh, okay. Nothing with tart.
Then we have this one's called Orphan's Tears. No, not that one. That one's really depressing. But yeah, I honestly, guys, it's. I mean, we've only scratched the surface about other stuff as well, really. But it's been interesting, especially your little journey, Alex. I mean, we've only bumped into each other a couple of times, but I know I can ring you up out of the blue and go,
Oh,
"How
of
are
course
you,
you can.
mate?" and have a laugh. You know, it's just.
Of course you can.
It's a proper
I
community, isn't it?
find, I find my Monjaro, been on Monjaro, I've been on it for a year now, and I think that's really helped. Really, it's really cleared my head as well. Do you know? So, especially with the ADHD stuff as well, it's really calmed me down, really cleared me head, and I'm feeling so much better. Losing the weight as well, like you said, Jim, it just gives you so much confidence. You actually feel so much better in yourself. You know, when you
You
start
do, mate,
getting
yeah.
clothes, I mean, I've got some shorts today, size 36. I was a 42 to start, you know, and
Mate,
it blows my
that's the
mind. I'm down to a
best.
36. It's mental, isn't
That's the
it?
best. I mean, well, I mean, I play golf and I shop from Vinted quite a lot, and I can get a lot. I mean, I'm a bit bigger now, but I'm not worried too much. I can get a large, really tightless or FootJoy shirt, and it tuck in with a big belt, and not have my belly. Well, my belly, but my hangover, but belly, and just yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
but you're
here,
the size as
and.
well. Going and buying something off the shelf in the shop instead of
Yeah,
having to
next.
order it
You can never buy
online.
nothing from Next, can you? You can't buy anything when you're
No.
big fella. Next, don't forget it. Next shop, mate.
Exactly. I remember I was in Next to get some t-shirts from your guy. Bloody hell, I'm not going to fit in that. That's way too big. That's massive. Anyway, went and tried it on. Hold on, it fits. See, so yeah, I was like, oh, no, I've got to do something about this. This is getting ridiculous. And now I'm down to a size large or something like that, you know, and it's just.
It's mad, isn't it,
The
mate?
way it helps your head so much, it really
It
does.
does.
And cutting out certain foods, stop drinking. It's made me stop drinking. I was drinking a lot at one point. Me and Paula were going for a lot of vodka and that, you know. And we were away on holiday Christmas, and we came back with 14 liters of vodka, Smirnoff.
Bloody
Right?
hell.
I said, right, that's going to do us for the next holiday in March. Come middle of February. I said, where's the vodka gone? I'm not blaming my daughter for taking it home. We drank it. We've drunk it in 9 weeks. We've done
Jessica,
14 liters in, you know. And
God.
I was like, "That's ridiculous."
Oh,
And
mate.
I'm away a week anyway. I'm away a week,
And
you know. And
you didn't even give me an invite.
no more vodka in this house, mate.
Is,
So
a bit, I mean, beer is a nightmare, isn't it? Beer, wine, I mean, anything like bread,
but I've
pasta.
gone right off it. I've gone off it. I don't drink beer much anymore, do
I
you know?
don't.
Paula has a go at me, do you know? I said, "Oh, you're no fun anymore." I said, "Well, so would you rather me be fun and fat or slimmer and happy? Do you know what I mean? What do you want, mate?"
I think Truck Fest this year is going to be a real struggle for me because I'm going with my mate who likes a beer, and it's always 5 o'clock sometime with my mate Dazzle, believe me. And but he's a great mate, and he knows we do have a great time.
But
We will get on it, but
you've also got to allow yourself to let your hair down
yeah,
and such down again.
of course you have.
You know, and don't. But also, the big thing with it as well is to not beat yourself up the next day. And again, the problem is with alcohol, it's a depressant, isn't it? So,
It is,
it,
you feel
so
rubbish, yeah.
yeah, that's it. So the next day, you are naturally going to be starting to feel down. So it's again, it's a double-edged sword. So you know, if you're quite happy not to drink, it's going to make it so much easier, isn't it? But again, I totally get where Jim's come from. You go to Truck Fest, you're gonna meet up with your
Yeah.
mates, and you're gonna want to have a few drinks. So
Oh,
it's
yeah, I still have a drink. I still have a drink, like, you know what I mean? But I just in very moderate. I might have a pint. I had a couple of pints, a few bottles of beer, you know, the big bottles, you know, them Madrys, the litre ones or whatever they are, you know, a bit more than a pint, aren't they? I had three of them on Sunday, but then I felt rough on it for Monday because I'd had that, you know?
Not so much now. I was actually having drink to get me off to sleep, literally using it as a like a, I'll just get absolutely smashed tonight to get me off to sleep, which is, I mean, I don't do it now. I mean, it could because of losing the weight, and even before losing the weight, I mean, I'm much better. What are you doing, you knob? You get up in the morning, you go, okay, someone comes in the side, oh, you're blowing the bag, you've had it, haven't you?
Well,
Oh,
exactly.
so it's your fault. So,
And
you know,
it makes you sleep worse. It doesn't actually help
no.
you know, it makes you it interrupts your sleep. So,
Exactly, mate, yeah. Have you ever used one of them sleep, snoring, listening things? When you
no.
like you put your phone, but you set your phone and you've got a sleep app or whatever, and it plays
No.
thunderstorms and fairies crying in the
Oh
garden,
yeah, no, Paula does that. My filter, she has
and
phone
then you
calls.
wake up and you listen to it back and it's that's not good sleep.
I definitely don't want to hear myself snoring away like a skip being dragged over a cattle grid.
It makes me think of the time when I farted in my sleep when I was at Yeardley's. I set the gas alarm off in the trucks.
Oh my God, that is horrendous.
I was parked in Langres, and I did this proper VIP fight. It woke me up. It woke me up. Next thing, that gas alarm was going off in the truck. I had to phone the Yardleys up at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night because the gas alarm was going off and I couldn't turn it off.
Oh man, oh, can I just say something about Langres services? I've just seen on anyone might be listening, might be able to help. If they get asked to sell that someone's selling a cheap bull bar for a Scania, because one of Coles and Sons have had their Bruce Lee one driven by my old mate Scooby, He had it stolen last night off the front of his
In
truck from
Langres.
Langres North. Yeah, North.
All right.
No way.
Yeah, seriously, mate. Yeah, I'll send you the link over.
That does seem to be
Yeah, send me the
happening.
link. Yeah.
That does seem to be happening more and more. But then they've also made them illegal in France as well, haven't they? So you might,
It might have been
dodge
taken
a
by them.
well dodge a fine, worst case. But
Yeah, but
I know a joke about. But yeah, it's yeah,
horrendous
sadly.
France
Yeah.
itself seems to be France itself at the moment seems to be like a bit of a Wild West, doesn't it? Fuel
Yeah,
thefts
lawless,
and all
mate.
this sort
Yeah.
of stuff.
That's not just France. I mean, I know people who run around the UK have to put a lock around a bull bar to stop them. I don't know how they're fixed on. I presume they're fairly quick to unbolt to get out,
I think
I
there's only
guess.
four bolts as far as I'm aware, yeah. I think there's
Yeah.
only four bolts on them at the
But me,
bottom.
and you'd never hear somebody do it, would you? You know?
No.
No. No,
Not if they've
that's.
done it, not if they've done it so many times, but yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
poor old Scuba. Yeah, I
Yeah.
like old Scoob.
I mean, yeah, and well, as long as they left his diesel alone as well, that's
Yeah. Do you know
it's
what,
sort
mate?
of one
Again,
thing.
about mental health. About mental health. He's gonna wake up in the morning, get out of the truck, and that's gone. He's gonna shoot his head. His head's gone for the day, isn't it? Or for the
Absolutely.
rest of the
Yeah.
week. He's gone. He's got to make that phone call to Dan and Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got to make that call in that morning that something's
Yeah.
happened to the truck.
Yeah.
Exactly, mate. And more to the fact, because I mean, Scooby, that is practically his own lorry anyway. Him and his dad designed it all. And I feel for it. I really feel for him because not only a smashing bloke, but a decent bloke. You know what
I
I
mean,
mean? He really is.
because I had a motorbike stolen, what, two years ago, I think it was, and it didn't register initially. I just sort of walked past where it always was, and the cover was on the ground. And I walked out. I think it was getting the bins back in, and I sort of looked, like, "Where's my bike?" I was like, "Well, I haven't moved it." And then it sort of dawned on me, and just, my heart just dropped, and I was just like, "Someone's just stolen
Yeah,
my,
been on your car, mate.
my
Yeah,
prop, you know." And it was just, and the bike did get recovered in the end. But I just lost all love for it, sort of thing. It's a real shame because I love the bike, but it's just like it was just never the same. And I've sold it now, and it's now
it's
got
something
that.
invading your personal space, isn't they, Matt? You know, somewhere you feel safe. You feel safe. You feel happy. It's your little haven, isn't it? And somebody else has come in there and nicked it.
Exactly. And when you're parked up at a truck stop and you wake up in the morning and someone's been at your trailer with a curtain on without any other knife, and you think, I'm sleeping like 2 or 3 foot away from some geezer that's got a Stanley blade or something bigger. You know, and I'm not gonna put my head out the door. You know, people try and put these devices on to go detect people and all that. I think I'm not paid as a security guard. As much as I love the job, you crack on, we'll sort that out in the morning, But that was, you
Well,
know,
that's it, yeah.
that's why I don't park in motorway services for one reason. One, they have bandits like them bloody fruit machines that are
Yeah.
addictive. But I got a mate I play golf with. He was a manager at Tollyton North or South. I don't know, and he was telling me like a couple of days take or a day's take 30 grand in them machines.
Yeah. Blood.
30,000 majority truck drivers, coach drivers. You know, van builders,
Oh, yeah.
not the bloke. When I was saying I was feeling a bit juvenile earlier, not them guys. They've got their head on. They think, all right, if I just put this in here, flashing lights, 500 quid can be won.
Oh, I've got,
That's it, mate.
I've got a friend down the local pub, and he just feeds note after note after note, and then he'll always tell you when he's won something, but
Course he will.
you just know,
Exactly me, mate.
you're just you're not going to beat a computer.
No,
You're
I
not.
won 50. I won nearly 50 grand one afternoon,
Yeah.
and then by 5 o'clock, I'd lost it all.
Yeah.
You know what? Say that again.
I won nearly 50 grand, £48,000. I won
How'd you do that?
In a fruit
on
machine.
online gambling.
And
Online
then you
gambling.
lost it all.
You lost it
Lost
all.
it all in the by 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Bloody hell. Didn't you actually feel like cashing out?
Yeah, I did, and then went and then sat down and had a cup of tea and went, I'm on a roll here, son. And logged in again.
Funny that, because when we used to go up the casino, me and my mates, right? Anyway, I watched this guy on the fruit machine and he won 200 quid. Maybe he's just won 200 quid, right? Anyway, he gambled it, he lost it, carried on feeding the machine. He went up to like 300 quid, he won 300, 400 quid. And gambled it, lost it, kept going, going, and going, right? And in the end, he won the jackpot, he won 1,000 quid out of the machine. But it's like he knew just when the machine wanted to give him the money, he's like, "Nah, keep going, John, keep going, feeding it."
The ups
Didn't
and
work for you,
downs,
though, did it? Didn't work for you at the
mate,
gym, did it?
that's made me feel cold, mate, because that's where I was at. It's
Yeah.
horrible.
Bloody
And
hell.
this all started on a bloody boat to bloody Dublin. Not what I mean. I put a couple of quid in and dropped the jackpot out straight away. It's almost like I built another piece of flesh in my brain that every time I went on a bandit, I'd win. It's my best mate Colin, would look at me. I was best man from his wedding a couple of weeks ago, and he'll tap me and he'd say, "Jim, mate, get hold of yourself, mate. Come on, come on,
Yeah,
get hold of
you'll see
yourself."
that's
And
enough.
yeah, and that's enough. And I'm like, no, just give us a fiver. I'll get it back when I get off the boat. Give us a fiver.
Yeah, no.
And he, you know, do you know what I mean? He's like, "No, mate, no, you're done here, mate. You're done." That's how bad I was. Then coming off shaking because I'd lost 200 or 300 quid, and then the bloke behind me had won it. It's just awful. I actually feel sick now thinking about it.
Yeah, but
Do
you're
you
free.
know
Thank
what with me, right?
But
Do you
you're
know with me,
free.
right? I don't gamble it. I don't gamble, right? Because I'm convinced I'm going to win, right? I'm absolutely, I like that. Make me a winner on the radio. I entered that the other week. Soccer 10 on it. I'm going to win this. I'm winning 600 grand. No problem at all. That's mine. It's in the bag. Right? I didn't win. I take it so personally, and it winds me up that much that I didn't win that I won't do it again. I think, right, stuff you. That's it. You've had your
Well,
go. I'm
no,
not doing it anymore. Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. I didn't win, so no, stuff it. I'm not playing anymore. But I
but you
convinced
did.
myself. When I put that bet on, I'm having it. You know what I mean? That's mine.
But is that same for the National Lottery, isn't it? What you do with the
I do
lottery?
lottery every week. You've got, yeah, go that. I always win like a lucky dip, but nothing else. But yeah,
No,
if I do like Paula's son, he's big on the horses. So he sent me a message, right, here we are, we're putting this accumulator thing on it. So I said, "You have to speak me how to do it." Like, so I started like a tenner one. I'm gonna win 500 grand. He says, "Right, this is it, we're on this," like, you know what I mean? Didn't win anything. Then he sent me another one through, didn't win anything. Sent another one. I said, "Right, stop telling me these things because I'm losing money. Do you know what I mean? I'm not winning." But I'm
Nice.
convinced when I put that money on that horse is coming in. Do you know what I mean? I know
No,
it is because I put my money. When it doesn't, I take it so offensively. I do. I take it so
and
personal.
that's done by clever advertising, mate, isn't it? That's how they get you. Clever advertising, free bets, free spins, all this, you know.
Yeah, of
And
course I
oh,
do.
mate, yeah, it's just honestly, I even talking about it now, I'm feeling a little bit. I don't feel. I don't. It's weird how I feel. I do feel actually sick. About, because if I look back of all the money that I've done over the years through gambling and smoking and drinking and all that other stuff, I wouldn't be driving this thing now. I'd be retired somewhere, you
Yeah, but Jim, you
know.
can't look backwards, mate. You can't look
No,
forwards.
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You can't look back.
I
You can
can.
never. There's no point looking backwards. Obviously, we can always look backwards and learn from it.
Yeah.
But there's no point looking backwards with regrets because you
What
can't
if?
change it.
Yeah. No,
Yeah, you
exactly.
can't. You can't change it. All you can do is look forward. Right? Look
Yeah.
forward to tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Put one foot
Yeah.
in front of it. When you're down and when feeling a bit shit and rubbish, all you've got to do is just put one foot in front of another. Get through that day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get on to the next day. And that's something that I
Exactly,
was
mate.
taught years ago with CBT. I don't look at next week, right? I look at tomorrow. Tomorrow's what, Wednesday, right? I'm going to get some more toes tomorrow. So that's my day tomorrow, right? So I'm looking at Wednesday, right? After Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon, I'll be looking at Thursday. Then I'll be looking at Friday. Because I don't want to look too far in front because otherwise you start planning stuff. And when it doesn't happen for me, oh, I go mad. I go mad. I hate it. I go mad. In fact, I worked at Long's Elite. I went there, all good intentions, everything like that. I stayed, but it's been a few months there. But it was just like, give me a ring, like I tipped Dagenham. Give me a ring from Tilbury. I'm 20 minutes away. Tell me what I'm doing now. No, give me a ring from Tilbury. For goodness sake, I can't work
No.
on a thing like that. You know, that's why I like my European work, my groupage. I've got a bundle of notes, and I know what I'm doing for the day or 2 days. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
One
mate.
foot in
Yeah.
front of the other, Jim. Yeah, so you can't. Don't look back at yourself and
No.
beat
Well,
yourself up
but
because you
yeah,
can't do
I'm
anything
not.
about it.
I'm not actually really beating myself up. I'm talking wondering. It is what it is, isn't it? You have to literally play with the dick you're given, like so. And that's what I've been given. And lucky enough, I have been given certain tools. I'm surrounded by really close mates. And if I do slip and one, they can tell by my tone of my voice and stuff like that, that things ain't great. You know, the phone will ring. You know, how are you, mate? I'm not saying that I'm a victim or anything like that. But it's yeah, it's I've had
You're
it
not a
tough the
victim.
last.
You've made a couple of bad life choices.
That's all I've done, mate. Yeah,
That's
all I've
it.
done. But a couple of bad life choices, and not only that, your life is split into sections, Jim. Right? That was a section of your life. Being married was a section of your life. Right? Your dad being ill was a section of your life. You're now on another section of your life,
Oh
right?
no.
Where you're building a
Motorhome.
new future. Yeah, a
Yeah.
new future, new plans. They're all sections of your life. Some are better than others. You can look back
Yeah,
and say,
sure.
yeah, that was a good point. That was a bad point. I'd do that again. I wouldn't do that again. Do you know? It's every step is every day. That's what I mean. You look forwards. You can change the
Sure.
future, make some plans, but it's just make a positive plans. You know, like you're smoking. Right, okay, I've packed in the smoking. I'm on the vapes. Let's see how long I could be on the vapes for before I can start weaning myself off that.
Yeah,
See, with
exactly,
your
mate. Yeah.
gambling, did you pack it in yourself or did you get help?
I got help, but then I realised that it did take a lot of myself to do it as well, obviously, because and so what I decided to do was don't gamble. So I play golf, with my mates, and they know not to. I'll put the fiver in a pot box. I go no, because they know I don't gamble. I don't do the lottery. I don't bet on two flies on the wall. I mean, I did. When I was growing up, I was really pally with a professional footballer. I won't mention his name, but he didn't help things. He'd go, thanks for running me about, because I was a cab driver back then. Here's a grand. Run me and my mate Tony around. I've got a few horses running. Put it on this son. And they never won. Right, you know what I mean? And it's, he didn't help things. But anyway, stop picking on me.
Live and learn. We live and
You're
learn.
an easy victim, Jim. You're an easy victim.
Oh, cheers, Alex.
Well, I think sort of in conclusion with the mental health thing, I think I'd like to think that anybody listening to this knows somebody that they can phone up if they have to. But if they, I'll put it out there now, if they genuinely don't think that they've got somebody to talk to, send this podcast a message on whatever social media you need to use, whether it be TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. Just send us a message because there's more than, it's not just me on there. There's Jim, Squeaky, we can get Alex on there. If you genuinely feel alone, just send us a message and we'll just chat to you. It doesn't hurt, just send us a message. You can't say fair enough, can you?
No, on top of that, Matt, right? It's like I do nights out, Jim does nights out. If you look out your curtains on a night and you see all them trucks parked up, every one of them is in the same boat as you. They're all away from their families, they're all away from their home, they're missing birthdays, they're missing this, they're missing the next thing, right? And they're all in the same boat as you are. Do you know you're not on your own? You're not on your own.
Definitely.
Not
Never
right now.
never be afraid to speak.
And
That's right,
that's why I'm
exactly.
an advocate for our app, Matt, for our CB, the CB Talk app. You know, people could download it on both platforms. You can buy a microphone if you want to. Come and find us and look for the channel. It's called GBR Truck. We sit there, we talk about nonsense, we make fun of each other, we help each other out. It's just a great community. And
I need to get on that, Jim. I just don't want to buy the app. I don't want to buy the mic.
you're soaked, honestly.
You've lived in Yorkshire too long, Alex. That's why.
Yeah, no, I don't
Look,
want to buy it. It's just I could piss money away like there's no tomorrow, and that's just another load of money gone down the drain.
I'll tell you what, with the money I was saving on fags, I could have probably, I could already give you one,
You can buy
You
one.
probably
You
buy the
buy one,
entire
that'll be good, just
channel.
so I could talk to you in the morning.
Midland will be looking at me for a few quid.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. If it just come, I mean, hopefully we'll see some new names that pop. I mean, the guy from Australia, John, he comes on there. He's just a fabulous boy. People come on, listen. You'll hear Matt speak. You'll hear Squeaky speak. You'll hear, obviously, me speak. And you think, oh, I recognise him. We've had it today, actually, on the today as well, Matt. Someone come on, but oh, I've listened to Matt's Trucking Great podcast and I recognise your voice, Jim, straight away. So this is quite cool. So
Exactly.
yeah. Sign the autographs next week.
You might be,
No, I won't be.
might be a doctor's prescription of Manjaro,
Yeah, you can have a
maybe.
code. We'll send you a code so you can get you started on it.
Lovely job. Right, gents. Well, I think we better wrap this one up. It's been lovely to speak to you. I hope you have a nice evening. And we shall talk again
Thank you.
soon.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank you
Matt.
very
Good to see
much.
you. Nice to see you.
Cheers,
Nice to see you,
mate.
Alex. See you soon. Cheers.
See you later,
Bye-bye.
Lovely. Cheers.